check your posture and relax you down. Focus on the breath, using the out breath to go deeper into the body, relax more. We accept the conservation of consciousness, that it cannot be created or destroyed, and the continuity of consciousness. We come to the conclusion that we have had beginningless lives. In many of those lives, we have had a mother. Different forms, shapes, sizes, all giving birth to us. we consider beginningless and infinite, we can begin to understand how every sentient being has been our mother. The kindness of mothers extends from conception until death. The mother is responsible for all the opportunities we have because of this physical body. If a mother hadn't taken care of us when we were in the womb, we wouldn't have been born. If we hadn't been fed or kept warm, we wouldn't have lived even a few days. If our mother didn't give us life, we wouldn't have eyes to see beautiful things, or ears to hear wonderful sounds. The same with all the other senses. If we didn't have a body, we wouldn't have speech or a mind that could do all the things that keep us alive now. We couldn't work. We couldn't be creative. our mothers didn't teach us how to survive or make us go to school, then we wouldn't have the minds that we do now. We wouldn't be able to read these Dharma texts or understand concepts. When mothers are pregnant, they have to be so careful of their bodies. They often give up eating certain foods. They can't move as freely. All because of love and compassion for their baby. Every sentient being has done this for us. And then these mothers were willing to go through the pain of birthing and the dangers of childbirth so they could give us life. Mothers keep us clean of all of our nastiness when we're babies. Even if they're disgusted, it doesn't stop them. Animal babies, too, are cleaned by their mothers. How kind. Often human mothers commit negative actions like lying to protect us, to protect our reputation. Some human mothers fight to protect their children, taking more care of them than themselves. We have had mothers like that. even if we consider just this life, from the time of our birth until now, how many beings have supported us? Growing and preparing and transporting the food we ate. The shelter we use, all our toys, countless beings, and the parents of those beings. Don't we owe them something? Our lives are totally dependent on others. Vehicles that transport us, the phones we use, the phone lines, the trucks that bring us the food, the plumbing, the pipes in the plumbing, everything. Even this body comes from past lives of merit, which involved other sentient beings. And this isn't to give us a sense of guilt. It's about inspiring us to repay that kindness. Definitely what we receive from others is more than what we give now. But it doesn't always have to be that way. We can generate a sense of deep appreciation and gratitude that holds all beings as dear. And all these beings are exactly like us. They want happiness and do not want suffering. Each person is making efforts according to their capacity to solve their problems and improve their qualities, improve their situation. Already we have an innate ability to be kind to others, to refrain from harming them through our words and actions. Since we are all the same, and everything comes from others, it just makes sense that we ought to be kind to them. Yet repaying another sentient beings in their worldly needs is not enough, nor is it the best way, because it can't extinguish their suffering or its cause. At best, it's temporary. meaning to achieve full awakening in order to be the most skillful in helping sentient beings. This is the best method of repayment for their kindness. So let us aspire for that mind of enlightenment that holds all beings as dear, and wishes to be of the greatest benefit to them. So, if this is the first time you've ever done this type of meditation, I wouldn't expect a huge, like, transformative experience on the first time. Usually it takes, over and over and over and contemplating and contemplating and contemplating in order to get to this, So, you're still learning and As it gets more familiar, especially in analytic meditation, it starts to integrate in your mind much more deeply. It makes connections, with your other thinking, your way of thinking. So at this level, it's really a review meditation rather than, this really deep, holding experience. And if you've got something like that, that's great, But if you didn't, you're not doing it wrong, kind of thing. It just takes time to get it. We have all these structures in our minds of ways of thinking already that don't necessarily go with this. We don't think like this yet. And so, in order to really make a transformation in the mind, we have to contemplate these things and integrate it into how we think now, you know. And then that takes, you know, then it changes. So this one that we're going to do now, my teacher, Maitripa, he divided analytic meditation into two types. One was object meditation, where we're contemplating an object, like emptiness or impermanence or something like that. And then he talked about subject meditation, where we're changing, so we're the subject-object, if we're going to do the duality thing. And it's, the subject meditation is where we're changing the subject. And so that's kind of what we were doing there by generating this wish. But even more, when we meditate on loving kindness and compassion, that's subject meditation, because we're trying to, we as the subject, to generate that feeling in us, and sort of, yeah, like he was talking about the glasses, yeah, open the heart. I don't know how to put it. But the change is in the person rather than the object. But it's not about the object. It's about the person who's doing the meditation. Anyway, he called it subject meditation. So that's what we're going to do now. And this comes from Prema Chogyam. Let's go ahead and get into our posture and return to the breath. Settling into the body. Relaxing. But staying alert. So visualize in front of you someone who you love dearly. It can be an animal, or it can be someone from your past who's no longer here, but you have a sense of loving that person, what it was like. So visualize them in front of you and contact that sense of love. And notice where you feel that feeling in your body. Is it your chest? Does it make you smile? Is it your eyes? Think about that person and how you want them to be happy and have all the causes of future happiness. Even if there were times when you didn't love that person, just stay with the times when you did, because we're contacting that feeling of caring and dearness. And see if you can grow it a little. And you can use the words, "May you be happy and have all the seeds of happiness," or whatever words help you grow that feeling so you love this person even more. And now, I want you to superimpose an image of yourself on that person and generate love for yourself, the same level of feeling. I want you to be happy. I want you to have all the seeds of happiness. then expand that feeling for yourself. Love yourself even more deeply. More earnestly. And if you feel a block or a wall or it's difficult, just observe that with compassion and understanding. And just notice it. I want you to have everything that you need. I want you to be happy. And now add in a person who is neutral. Maybe the one you thought of as a stranger earlier. And generate that same level of love for them. I want you to be happy. Feel your heart open toward that person. Expand the feeling. And if you notice that it stops, just note that. Interesting information. And now superimpose someone who is a little bit difficult for you. Someone who is annoying. Don't jump to the very difficult person. Someone who's mildly frustrated. And open your heart to that person. May you be happy. May you have all the seeds of happiness. Everything that you need. And notice the feeling. What happens? And now imagine all four people in front of you. Your friend, yourself, a neutral person, and your difficult person. And open your heart to all of them at the same time. Remembering the first feeling you felt when you considered your friend, and then expand it to all of them. now, if you want to, you can expand it even further to include all the people in California, all the beings in the Bay. Out and up geographically. And notice the experience. So how positive energy that you've created. You're considering all the different categories of vehicles. And generating compassion and the spirit of enlightenment. This incredible wish fulfilling jewel, which is like Lama Zopa says, it's like having $1 billion. So having bodhicitta is like. Just even the thought to want to even aspire to generate bodhicitta is just huge. Huge amounts of positive energy, and so rare, like Shanti Deva calls it, a flash of lightning in the night. We take all that energy and we send it out to become the cause for us to continue to grow on this path, to have that support. To all those sentient beings who are suffering. May they be free through our efforts. and for all the incredible beings who have brought us these teachings, who inspire us. May they have long and healthy lives. For all those people who have passed away recently, who may be confused in the Bardo, may they have excellent higher rebirths. And any other dedications you want to add silently?